Intellectual Test 3.
Question 1. Come find an amazing deal this weekend at the Peterson's Furniture Store sale. Since we're making room for next season's merchandise, we will be offering discounts on all the furniture we have in stock. However, all special orders will remain at regular price. Visit us this weekend for a new sofa, chair, or bed at fantastic savings.
Question 2. We interrupt your normal programming with a traffic advisory. We have reports of a water main breakdown near the corner of Henderson Street and Jefferson Avenue. At the moment, crews are working to direct traffic, contain the water, and repair the damaged pipes. If you must travel downtown, we recommend you avoid that immediate area.
Question 3. This is a picture of an outdoor cafe. There are many people in this picture. Most of them are sitting around the tables and enjoying their meals. In the middle, I can see a waitress wearing a red uniform, and she is holding a tray and serving some dishes to the customers. On the left side, there is a man wearing a pink shirt and jeans. He is walking along the street while looking at the crowd. In the foreground, I can see a signboard. Many street lights are lined up on the street. Overall, it looks like a typical day of a weekend. Question 4. If I had to walk to the train station, I would be willing to walk for just 10 minutes. If it's far, I would rather take a bus or subway. Question 5. Yes, I think a train station should have a cafeteria because it's a good place to relax and kill time while waiting for the train. Question 6. There are some advantages of the train station in my area. First of all, I like the location. Since it's close to my house, I can go there on foot. I think it's very convenient. Also, I like their service because their staff is very polite and friendly.
Question 7. He got his doctoral degree from Casey University, and he got it in 2010. Question 8. Yes, I think he will be able to help us with that. According to his resume, he developed HL software and got an award for it. Question 9. Sure, he worked as an assistant professor at South Bank College from 2010 to 2013. Now he is working as a financial advisor at ANC International Bank.
Question 10. Hi, Shella, this is Jim. I'm calling with my suggestions for the issue. As you mentioned in the meeting, we have to reduce paper costs. Don't worry, I have some suggestions. Since we don't want to change the suppliers, I think it's a good idea to put a notice on the bulletin board saying that we should use both sides of the paper when printing. Also, if they don't follow this rule, we should give them a penalty. That way, our employees will be willing to follow the rule and use less paper. These are my suggestions. If you have any questions, call me back. Thanks.
Question 11. I agree that recent advances in technology have helped students learn more effectively. There are several reasons to support my opinion. First of all, most students have their own smartphones and tablet PCs these days. So, they can access online anytime and anywhere and study more efficiently. Also, there are various learning options to choose from thanks to the advance in technology. For example, they can watch videos, take online courses, and get direct feedback from professionals in real time on the internet.